What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
The Pittsburgh Pirates embark on the second half of the season, one game into it, at 32-50 overall. Way off the map in both the NL Wild Card and NL Central races. 16 games back of the first place Chicago Cubs. And possessors of, get this, the third fewest wins in the entire sport. Only the Rockies at 18-62 and the White Sox at 26-55 are worse. Good owners do a lot of different things in sports. Actually, I just want to say this. All owners, good or bad, are charged with doing a few things. In an uncapped sport, one of them is figuring out the right balance between spending, if you're a small market team in particular, and going within your limits, finding the right time to strike while the iron's hot, being transparent if a rebuild is what's needed and less money is going to be spent. Owners across all sports, this doesn't just impact non-capped sports like baseball, also need to set a tone. They also need to lead, whether it's quietly from the back, the way Dan Rooney often did during his time at the helm of the Steelers, or whether it's very upfront, the way the late Jim Irsay did with the Colts, the way Jerry Jones does, for better or worse, with the Cowboys. They need to set a tone. They need to set a direction. And most importantly, owners across all of sports, when they sense that something isn't going right, they need to take decisive action to make sure that things start to go right. And it is in that particular area where Bob Nutting has done some of his worst work this year. Chris Muller live from a jam-packed Rivers Casino. It's the PM team on 93.7 The Fan. You can jump on board 412-928-9370. That's also the Fan text line. Brought to you by Edgar Snyder & Associates, a personal injury law firm where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. A busy show today. A lot of people joining us on today's program to talk about a lot of different things. We also even have some fun from earlier fan shows today that I cannot wait to get to a little bit later on. But we start with the Pirates. And the thought occurred to me yesterday, and then this morning, I was sipping the old morning coffee on the deck. Very nice sitting morning. It was muggy, but it felt like 20 degrees cooler than it has. And I just said, 32-50. Back in the Joe Starkey, Chris Muller era, the Starkey and Muller show, we would have done the Pirates at the halfway pole, but honestly, that would be depressing. Picking an MVP, easy. Paul Skeens. Picking a least valuable person, much more difficult. Least valuable player, you could choose from damn near the entire team. Biggest surprise, I don't even know if there is one. Biggest disappointment, O'Neill Cruz. Big picture outlook, not great. So instead of doing all of that, instead of categorizing it, I sat there thinking about this team. You just heard the owner, that was from April 7th, talk about the need to win, the need to filter out that which doesn't matter, and the need to just go out there and win. I thought to myself, they are 32-50. They are one of the true sellers in Major League Baseball this year. No argument. No room for interpretation. Why are we at this place collectively watching this team? Why are the Pirates in the situation that they are in? And I did trace it back to one person, and that was the owner, Bob Nutting, but it is not for the reason that you would normally think. We have talked about a desire on the part of, I think, every single person on this station, probably every single person listening to this as a fan, for the team to spend more money. You have heard all of us on one play, on one station, or not station, on one show or another, make that basic argument. Hey, I think they should spend more on personnel. So I am not going to bore you with the same over and over again. Instead, I'm going to suggest that the reason beyond all others that the Pirates are in the situation that they are in, and make no mistake about it, the situation that they're in is this. They're going to be selling. They have very few great assets to offload, if any. They are in year six of Ben Cherington's tenure, and Ben Cherington is the one who's going to be stripping for parts the team that he built and trying to get more in return for it. The reason they are in that scenario is because their owner hasn't done some of the things that I outlined a few minutes ago that are a requirement of any owner in any sport. And most pointedly, what Bob Nutting, I think, has failed to do this year is act decisively when the moment called for it. You could even trace it back to last offseason when this team disappointed again, when they faded badly down the stretch, when they looked like a team that was going backwards when everybody else, the real contenders, are trying to push forwards. You could trace it all the way back to that. I think from what I had been hearing that there was at least internal discussion. We'll have Jason Mackey in about 25 minutes. I think he might have a better handle on this. There was at least some internal discussion and thought that maybe a time was ripe for change, that the team needed to move on from its manager, from its general manager. And while it might be hard to stomach doing after a great rookie year from Paul Skeens, where he easily could have won the Cy Young, they needed to reset things. There was at least a thought of that, but they didn't do it. The one guy tasked with making that big decision couldn't get all the way there. And now you look at what the Pirates have had to deal with in 2025. They have dealt in half measures. Again, I think in part because the owner has been unwilling to deal with things in full, to acknowledge the true hopelessness might not be the right word, but the true gravity of their situation and the gravity of his general manager's failure. They fired the manager, but crucially, Ben Cherington was allowed to be the one to make the firing, presumably, to certainly have his name on the press release announcing the firing. And then Ben Cherington was given a tacit vote of confidence in the sense that Don Kelly was not hit with an interim tag when he was named manager. And it was telegraphed by the team as being very intentional, that lack of an interim tag. And that tells me that behind closed doors, Ben Cherington was told, you'll be here. We don't think this is a you problem more than anything. We think it was Derek Shelton. Because if you made Don Kelly the interim manager, it would leave open the idea that even if he performed at a high level the rest of the way, you might still be in the business of finding a new GM who might want to bring his own manager. Making Don Kelly a non-interim replacement suggests that you're keeping the GM the guy who would normally make the choice on a new manager. Meet the new GM, same as the old GM. That's why this guy isn't an interim bench boss. Bob Nutting had a chance when last season ended to act decisively. He didn't have the stomach for it. He didn't probably want to come out and have to say, yeah, we just picked and develop the best pitcher in baseball at 22 years old, but everything else around him is no good. We've got to start over. I don't think he wanted to be the guy having to send that message. And then when it became obvious that they needed at least some change, he only opted for some change. That's why Ben Cherington, a guy who built this mess, is now going to try to get to break down this mess and rebuild it apparently yet again. I'm not suggesting that if the Pirates had fired Ben Cherington and Derek Shelton last year, that they would have come out of the chute guns a-blazing this season and have 10 more wins than they do. What I am suggesting is that if that had happened, or if he had just been dismissed even at the same time Shelton was, there would at least be a sense that a new course is being charted forward. What do you really have right now? You have a very real sense that because the guy acquiring the players and subtracting the players and making these personnel moves is the same person who has brought this team collectively to this point, which is a 99 loss pace right now, because it's the same guy doing the job, it's just going to be more of the same results. I don't know how you could feel differently. Ben Cherington has done nothing to inspire confidence. In balance, he's done nothing to warrant keeping his job, and yet he's going to do exactly that, at least from all we've heard. And he's going to oversee what is a massively important trade deadline as the Pirates try to find some combination of young talent that they acquire from other teams that actually sends them off in the right direction. And the reason we are in this kind of vicious cycle collectively watching it happen is because I don't feel like Bob Nutting had the stomach for what really needed to be done, a hard decision, an admittance that he had hired the wrong guy, that Ben Cherington wasn't the answer, and a willingness to move on from that. 412-928-9370. Why are we in this position? Why are we watching a team 18 games under 500 start a pretty hopeless feeling second half of the season? 412-928-9370. Donnie Football's back at our Green Tree Studios. Don, I wanted to let you sound off on what you think here about all this.
I mean, I don't know why he was afraid of trying to make that change, because we've noted before how he has been an owner that has paid somebody to sit at home. He did do it the last time around when the Huntington and Clint Hurdle regime kind of, you know, I guess fell flat, like they were finally reaching their expiration date. I really don't get what it is about Ben Cherington that has really captivated the owner to keep him around, and not only keep him around, but let him handle another trade deadline, let him handle another MLB draft, where he has proven time and time again, with the exception of a pick here and there, one of them being Paul Skenes, and a trade like Bailey Falter for Rodolfo Castro, it's been failure after failure with this guy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
From a jam-packed Rivers Casino Sportsbook, it's the PM team. Pony on vacation. I don't think he's jinxed anything today, at the very least. We know he sent a put the horrible Maloik on Paul Skeens yesterday, watching that game from Myrtle Beach, and then Skeens getting roughed up the way he did. So you've got me instead today by myself, getting frustrated about those very same Pittsburgh Pirates. Follow us on Twitter at 93.7TheFam. That's brought to you by South Hills Kia Peters Township. Visit them, southhillskia.net. Jason Mackey in 15 minutes. We'll ask him some of these very same questions about the nature of the Pirates. And before we get to the phones and your calls at 412-928-9370, I'll just reiterate kind of the thesis here that Bob Nutting's main sin for me that has brought this team to 32-50 does not primarily actually have to do with the amount or lack thereof spent on roster improvements this offseason. It's that at various points in the last, I would say, 12 months, he has just shown a steadfast refusal, maybe the last 8 to 10 months, to make what I would call hard decisions. He talked in that opening clip we played to start the show about how it's all about winning. Talk is easy. Actions are tough. And I think the thing that he maybe didn't realize is that in his calculations, at least this is just me spitballing here, if he had gotten rid of Ben Cherington and Derek Shelton last year after the season and had decided, I'm blowing this up and starting over because I just can't watch this anymore. It's headed in the wrong direction. Yes, there might have been fans who said, oh, great, now what's going to happen? Like, we just got Paul Skeens. He's so good, and now we're going to have to go through all this again. There might have been some of that, but most people would have seen that as the owner showing passion and showing that he's plugged in and that he cares and that he's not going to stand for the kind of mediocrity that Cherington consistently delivered. He wouldn't have faced this massive backlash because of an admittance of failure. He would have actually, I think, not won people over, but would have looked in the minds of the general public like a guy way more plugged in. If you bring Cherington and Shelton back and it takes you almost 40 games to fire Shelton and you don't fire Cherington and you don't make the new manager an interim guy, making it very clear that the GM's still on very thin ice, you, I think, lose your fan base in the sense that they go, well, what's that guy watching? We're all watching one thing. Is he watching something else altogether? And that's been the most frustrating thing to watch, is I think the owner talked a good game before and at the very outset of the season, but I just don't think he's had the will to make some of the hard choices that should have been made for this club. 412-928-9370. Let's go to Drew on 93.7 The Fan. Hey, Drew.
Hey, how you doing today?
I'm good.
I have a question for you. If a team that's in the pennant race would offer you their four top prospects, whether they're pitchers or position players, and some other position player that, you know, a journeyman guy, would you do it for Paul Skeens?
If they're four top prospects, and at least if their four top prospects are like four of the best in baseball, like if that team has a loaded system, yeah, I probably would do it.
But absolutely. I mean, like, if it's a team, like what team? Like, what team would you do it for? Is what I'm trying to. You understand what I'm saying? What team would you do it for? Like, what team would you do it if the Yankees gave you their four top prospects and, I don't know, their center fielder or somebody that's on their team? You know what I mean?
I'm looking at the top 100 list and seeing what team has enough guys in the top 100 or so. Like, if Boston offered me Roman Anthony, Marcelo Mayer. I'm trying to see if they have anybody else close to the top. Because the problem here, Drew, the problem with the question is, I'm basing this off of not what specific team. I'm basing it off of, is there any farm system that loaded where I would consider doing it? and it would have to be somebody who's got like three or four guys at least within the top 20 of all of MLB. But like, I'll try to answer your question on principle. As much as this sucks to say out loud, I would. If it was a deal where everybody looked at it and said that is somehow a fair return for Paul Skeens or the closest thing you're going to get, I would. And thanks for the phone call. And the reason I would do it, just to be very clear here, is be honest. Look at the roster. Look at the way that the Pirates are shaping up. They have Bubba Chandler. He's having a horrible June. I don't think that's really warded off people from believing that he's going to be a stud. Look, they have Connor Griffin being pretty precocious in the minor leagues, but we've seen this team before under multiple regimes. They don't usually like to bring guys up early. Skeens was an exception at age 21. Like, if Connor Griffin looks ready and he's like scratching on the door of being 21 years old, say next year he just leaps through the minors, are they going to bring him up midseason? I doubt it. So you look at how little there actually is to be excited about in the system, and I would have to do that. Chris is on 93.7 The Fan. What's up?
Hello, I love your show, man. I'm glad we got a show. But Cheriton, I would never let him make a trade because he's gonna kill us with a bad trade before he walks out the door. And another thing, I would never get rid of Mitch Keller. Mitch Keller was a beast before we got Skeens. So. Yeah, I don't know about that.
Thank you, Chris. I would get rid of Mitch Keller, and they will, because he's a tradable asset. And what have they done for Mitch Keller? It's something like the last 16 decisions he's gotten, he's 1-15. He's pitched objectively well. I'm not going to go over the stat again, but basically when Keller and Skeens pitch for the Pirates, they play at a 55-win pace this year, and they've had a bunch of quality starts apiece, at least 11. Every other guy that has that number of quality starts at a bare minimum, their teams combined when those guys start are something like at a 110-win pace. That tells you everything you need to know about the Pirates. And, yeah, having Ben Cherington oversee whatever fire sale this is going to be is like letting the guy who burned your house down lead the arson investigation. What are you doing? What is the purpose? What do you expect to have happen differently? Ben Cherington's resume is one World Series and a lot of last-place finishes. I do not understand where any faith would be placed in him at this point. Rob is on 93.7 The Fan. Hey, Rob.
Hey, Chris. Appreciate you having me on. If they fired Cherington midseason, who then takes over as a general manager? Is there an assistant general manager that steps up to do it? And if so, is that role just going to carry out the strategy that Cherington's on right now?
I mean, I would imagine you'd blow out multiple people there that were working directly under him. You might have your scouting director still stick around, although, again, he would be – it's a fair point. Like, he would be another guy. Is he really doing a good job of what he is supposed to be doing? Because those guys typically run drafts. This is why my main point, I guess, is that I would have done this – after last season ended. Like, that was the original sin here, because then that gives you time to hire somebody else, and you can hire them with the edict, and thanks for the phone call, that, hey, you're not trading Paul Skeens. That's part and parcel with having this job. Hire your own manager, great, but you're not trading this dude right here. We're still building around him, and this is an expedited rebuild. Figure it out. Bob Nutting, according to the reporting that's been out there, allocated X number of dollars to Ben Cherington this offseason to spend however he saw fit to improve the team. And the reporting suggests that Ben Cherington plowed most of the money into analysts in the front office and not actual players. Just, it's insanity. I get the nature of the call there. Well, if you fire him now, who are you going to let do it? My answer back would be whoever that might be. If you keep Joe Delacari on, or you let somebody else in that front office run it, or you try to hire somebody who's been a GM before on an interim basis to essentially run your deadline, could they really do a worse job than Ben has? I would argue no.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Live from the Rivers Casino Sportsbook, packed down here, jam-packed. PM team, Mulzi, Solo, Andrew Filippone, presumably enjoying the beach. There's no Aaron Rodgers with Pat McAfee for him to be getting FOMO for. He already ruined the Paul Skeens start for everybody yesterday, so hopefully he is just at the beach enjoying his vacation in a healthy, well-adjusted manner. That is the goal. Fan Hotline is presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. It's on said hotline where we find the PG and 93.7 The Fan's Jason Mackey. Jason will be pulling double duty as a guest today, but then he'll be hosting after I am done at 6 o'clock. Jason, I'll start you with this. Here's my hypothesis. Pirates are 52-30. They are in dire straits. You might say that with their off-season acquisitions, they have, in fact, spent money for nothing, if I'm going to keep the pun going here. And I would say that the person most responsible is Bob Nutting, but it's not because of a lack of spending so much as it is a complete amount of indecisiveness as to how to handle Ben Cherington's continued employment and otherwise. So what say you about the way the owner really has handled his personnel and his front office since the end of last year?
Yeah, I mean, they're kind of brothers in arms, Chris. I love the Mark Knopfler reference, man. That was awesome. Bob is wrong. He's wrong in his decision here. They should have had a clean slate this offseason. You could have gone in a different direction, and now what he's doing with Ben Cherington makes absolutely no sense. You're going to allow the guy to run another draft, to run another trade deadline. He's done neither successfully. This team is going to finish probably with fewer wins than last year, unless something crazy happens. That's year six. I don't know how you don't can the guy then, and you're wasting it. Like, what are you doing here? You know, they haven't addressed the offense in any meaningful way. I think it's a very important pivot point for them to try to get some of these guys on expiring contracts, trade them, and get something back to try to recalibrate this thing for 2026. I have no idea. I can't offer you a logical explanation. I disagree with it just as much.
Yeah, well, certainly we're not watching the Sultans of Swing when this team is at bat, and I think that's actually all I've got left here on the dire straits front. Just hypothetically, because we had a caller ask this, and I was trying to workshop in my brain if Cherington had been just fired abruptly here the same time Shelton had been, and you weren't going to go and hire a random former GM to just on an interim basis, somebody who's had experience basically with the deadline and just knows how to work the phones. Jason, like, say you didn't do that if you were Bob Nutting, hypothetically. Who would have run their trade deadline if they had fired Ben Cherington and presumably fired at least a handful of his lieutenants in the process?
I think Kevin Graves probably would have been that guy. And I don't think they would have had much of a trade deadline, Chris. And they still might not. But to your question, I think Kevin Graves is probably that guy. He was the interim the last time around. The other one I'd look at would be Steve Sanders. And I like both of those guys. I don't think they're bad people or bad employees or anything like that. I just think that if you would go the interim route, I think the idea is to just kind of like, all right, let's make the moves we have to make. Don't do anything huge. I just worry about, you know, how much Ben's being limited right now. Like, what other reason do you have to not go get a bat when your offense is clearly the issue? And if you're limiting the GM, why are you employing him? There's a bunch of stuff I don't understand.
Jason Mackey of the PG and 93.7, the Fan, joining us. Let's talk actual trades that they could make. Bob Nightingale, who'll be on this show later today with me, Jason, floating that the Cubs are very much interested in both Mitch Keller and David Bednar. We both don't agree about Cherington getting to run this deadline, but that ship sailed. How long do you think he'll try to hang on to these guys, given that it's a seller's market? Or do you think there's a chance, that Cherington might trade them sooner rather than later if somebody's actually willing to make him an offer, a big-time offer?
I mean, a big-time offer, yeah. I think he would be forced to consider that. It doesn't make sense for Ben to hold on to those guys. I think he'd probably prefer it not happen in the division. If you know, with the Cubs being the team, like if all things are equal and you can send them somewhere else, I think that would be preferable. But you know, Mitch is a starting pitcher making $16 million for the rest of Major League Baseball. That's not a lot of money for the Pirates. It is, and they can backfill with younger guys in the minor leagues. And Bednar, I want to believe it's real. I want to believe that he can be the two-time All-Star that he was. At this point, I'm probably going to hedge my bets with him making 5.9 that, I'm going to cash in and try to build my bullpen another way.
Well, even if he is the two-time All-Star, like, I would go back to this. They made this mistake with him once already. A two-time All-Star closer, a guy who flashes that form on a team that's probably going to lose between 95 and 100 games if current trends persist, is extremely useless. I don't care if he's from Mars, PA or not. Like, he's much more valuable to you as a trade piece. That's why I would hope he regains and continues, his consistent form of late, because I would want to trade him. I have no designs on keeping a player like that.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, they shouldn't. I agree with you. The only counter-argument I'd make is if they fashion themselves as contenders in 2026, which honestly they should, and they should make more aggressive moves to pursue that, then it does help to have a back-end reliever. I just, you know, you got to make the other moves first before Bednar becomes a serious consideration.
Who else is guaranteed to be gone that's currently on this roster by the time the trade deadline comes and goes, Jason?
Heaney, IKF. Bailey Falter intrigues me. I'm not saying he's guaranteed to be gone, but I bet teams call and ask about him. It makes a lot of sense. Ke'Bryan Hayes is a wild card. I know there's no bat, but you can stomach no bat if you're the Yankees and you take advantage of the defense. He's in the maybe category for me, but definite to be gone, Chris. Andrew Heaney, IKF, there was one more. I was saying probably Frazier. I think you could flip him for something very, very minor, and it makes sense for them. But those are my sure bets.
Is it guaranteed that Keller and Bednar are both gone, in your opinion? Like, where would they slot in on that list of players you just gave me?
No, they're maybes for me. They're maybes for me. I think the Pirates will talk about them. I think they'd be open to it. I think it's going to take a lot of return. To me, they're in the category of Hayes. You know, it's a different ingredient with Hayes, because Hayes, you need somebody to like them. People are going to like Keller and Bednar. It's just whether the value matches up with the Pirates, if that makes sense.
I have another question for you before I let you go, Jason. Connor Griffin tearing it up already, jumps from A ball this year up to high A ball, and high A ball so far has provided little resistance. He's basically throwing up the same, if not better, numbers there across the board. He might be, it seems like on paper, the rare, very precocious prospect coming up through this system. Do you think the Pirates might break from what I think has been tradition dating back to Huntington, where they slow roll a lot of these guys and you don't see a 19 or 20-year-old Mike Trout making his big league debut? If Griffin keeps this up, do you think he could get to Double-A by the end of the year and be a true fast-track major leaguer?
You know what, Chris, I do. And here's why I think that, because that's how they treated Paul Skeens and Jared Jones. I don't like what they've done with Bubba Chandler, but they have shown the willingness that if a guy shows he's ready, to move him quicker and give him the opportunities. And Connor Griffin has shown that. I agree with you. Double A would be the ideal spot for me. He finishes at double A. I don't think he'd get a lot of time at double A. Sometimes you see them promote a guy for like the final week. But if he makes good on everything he's doing, man, it wouldn't surprise me in the least. I think that's probably their goal. And yes, so they will fast track him.
Well, I would think, before we let you go, I would think if they are trying to find better players for next year, because they're still going to try to build around Paul Skeens, and we know finances are always going to be a consideration, a guy who can step in and play in your outfield immediately and is going to be as literally cheap as a player can be financially, who might also be your instant best athlete and overall player, like if he delivers on his promise, that sure would seem to me to be a pretty attractive thing to them, even if it means he's going to hit free agency when he's 25 years old.
I mean, absolutely, man. I don't have any problem with that at all. If he shows he can do it, do it. Seriously, I mean, he's just very young. You know, he's right out of high school. He was a younger high school kid. He just got to high A not long ago. Get him to double A. If you can get him to the majors next year, do it. You know, keep feeding him more stuff. He's an exceptionally mature kid. All of that is way down the road. You know that, and I know that, and listeners know
Jason,
that.
Jason, this is all I have. This is all I have right now with these guys. It's all I've got is watching a 19-year-old kid they just drafted rip up the minor leagues, and we're in year six of Ben Cherington saying that. Jeff Passan, I know, is coming on with you later tonight. What time?
I know, 6:30. We're gonna have, and you have Nightingale. We have the night of the baseball insiders. Must listen
right
for Pittsburgh sports fans.
Oh, Passan's going to be lobbing bombs. I know he will be. That's what Passan does. Nightingale. Bob, well, he'll go after it. He'll kind of get the subtle digs in. He's more of a hidden inside left-hand punch. And then, you know, Passan's winding up and throwing that he's throwing the windmill punch at somebody.
Yeah, I look forward to it. I look forward to it. So it's going to be some good radio.
Thank you, Jason.
All right, thank you, Chris. Later, man.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.